What's up, guys? I'm back. Another episode of It's Always Up. This time, I had another Cincinnati comedian on the show, Gabby Lowry. She's from the Cincinnati area, and she's funny as fuck. I really don't want to spend too long on this introduction because, yeah, it was a great time, and I really want you guys to hear this conversation. So let's get into it. Here is my talk with Gabby Lowry. Gabby Lowry, Cincinnati Zone. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for coming. Thanks for some of the birthday gifts. Appreciate
oh, yeah.
it.
Anytime, yeah. man.
Oh, yeah. How have you been lately? I feel like we haven't talked that much, like, in person.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
No complaints, man.
Not, like, in general, but, like we're great friends, but, like, I met, like, in the last few weeks, I feel like
I haven't seen you that much. I definitely be out the way. I'll go out, I have my, bursts of energy.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, I'm, like, I'm cool. I've socialized enough. So it just depends on my mood.
Yeah.
But then I'm also, I need to be more consistent.
You're a great hang, though.
I'll be outside.
Everybody loves hanging out with you.
Yeah, I just be chilling for real, you know?
Yeah.
I think college conditioned me, you know. I could.
Yeah, I know what you mean, dude. I feel like I was like the worst person to hang out with in high school.
I'm telling you, then like I got conditioned. You know, I got my building my rapport. You know, family.
I like never drank or anything.
No, for sure.
I was always playing sports and stuff.
I'm telling you,
I was just yeah.
Yeah, high school.
Focusing school.
For sure, I was all into Latin. I said, man, I gotta learn this.
Yeah, I would just, like, go home after my football and basketball games, meet my parents at Steak and Shake.
Man, my parents, they weren't even strict, so I never even did nothing. They was just like, you can do whatever you want, but I never did nothing.
Did you have a bunch of girlfriends in high school?
I was, like, a social floater. Like, I feel like I bounced around a lot just because I was just, it's just, I don't know, a lot of my connections I have is just from, it just happened. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, each time, like, I was just all around. So I wouldn't say I hung with one particular like group. Like everybody knew me.
Yeah.
So, but I was always, I think I was still quiet. I didn't start talking for real until like 10th, 11th grade. Like, and then I started really talking in like college. So yeah, I did not talk for the longest time. Like my name was Gabby,
really?
But I was not talking at all.
Good.
Not even a little bit.
It took me a second. Sorry.
It's that fucking Faygo.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't. The soda.
Yeah. Damn. So you went to a pretty big high school, huh?
Yeah, I went to
Walnut Hills. Yeah. Okay, word. I know some people that have gone there. I wish I would have gone to a bigger high school because, like, I felt like that. Like, I had, like, so many friends from, like, sports teams I played on, classes I was in, just, like, other groups and shit. In high school, and like I felt like I just wanted to meet everybody. I started meeting kids from other high schools.
Now, I will say my high school is pretty diverse.
I was getting FOMO from like, from like my friends at other high schools. I saw them like doing cool shit or being like at a cool dance or something on Snapchat. I'd be like, fuck, all the time.
So I gotta get in there.
Yeah,
somehow.
I went to some other schools' dances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but no, man,
I feel like girls from other schools like me.
You ain't messed up, man. Right on time.
You know what I mean, though? Did you, like, date other people from other schools?
Oh, no. I wasn't. No. I focused right on school.
Oh, yeah?
I was not dealing with nobody.
No.
I was not in any way, shape, or form. Couldn't even do it. Had crushes, of course, but I was in the books, not bitches. You know, so.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Damn.
Telling you. Always just high-level conscious. But no, I ain't good at it.
I feel like I could have excelled so much more if I wasn't trying to get...
If I had the personality and who I was now in high school, like, if I had the knowledge and the maturity and style I have, like, now, high school would have been so... But I think I'd have been jailed by now. So I think, you know, I would have did everything. I'm telling you, because think about it. In your teen years, you really supposed to, like, you're supposed to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to make mistakes, and I feel like I'm right on time for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I should have made more mistakes.
I probably would have done some cocaine when I was 16 years old.
Instead, I'm doing cocaine at 22, post-breakup with my sneaky link, in the Oddfellas bathroom, in a handicap stall. So, it's kind of like, I could have did that at the Walnut Hills bathroom, but I didn't.
And then you crushed.
Yeah, and I crushed. So it's kind of like telling. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think I'm right on time.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying. Right in there.
Dude, sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's fun. Like, were you there that one time when I asked that guy how his dad was doing? He said his dad, he didn't know his dad.
I think I remember.
He's like, I've never met my dad. I was like, I'm so sorry, man.
Man,
Nick Benavidez went crazy.
I
like, God damn it.
Nah, yeah, I could have been there that night. I probably was there. It sounds familiar because I remember, I think I wrote it down like as one of the most shocking things I seen that day, because sometimes that's how I write too. I'm like, what the fuck did I just see?
Because
like when white people don't have parents, it's kind of interesting. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I wish my parents would have, like, talked to me about, like, different family backgrounds more when I was growing up. I just, like, assumed some kids didn't have dads. Like, I thought, like, their mom just had a baby.
I like, thought every bitch was married.
Yeah, I didn't understand, like, sex or anything like that until I was probably, like, 12
But also,
13.
You're in the buttfuck of Indiana. They don't need you touching those cows like that.
Yeah.
You know? They just, like, say, everybody got mommy and daddy. There's no need to go touching cows.
Man.
You know, babies come from women.
I've seen some weird porn, but I've never wanted to have sex with a cow.
I'm glad, for the record. For the record.
For the record. Yeah. Just in case everybody needed to know that.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing stand-up comedy for?
Probably like maybe, pandemic's a wild time. I don't know. I tell people 2 years. It might be three.
So you like started during it?
Like I started before right before it.
Okay.
Right before
man,
it. Like,
that's
I
tough.
Was, like, I was starting to be more consistent. And then, boom, shut down.
Yeah.
And then, next thing you know, like, I did it every blue moon. And, like, I would be around, but I wouldn't talk. So I don't think that's why nobody realized I was there. And, but then, like, you know, slowly got more confident and, like, you know, start coming out more consistently. And then people were like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's actually funny. So then it's like, okay, cool. So then I say like 2 years, maybe going on three. Not really too sure. I would probably say, yeah, sometime in January is probably would be like my anniversary of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm starting to think now that my anniversary is probably like September or October for real. Like I did my first open mic in August of 2022, but then like some of the other mics I went to afterwards, I just hung out. Like I didn't even.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's just
I'd
be
nervous.
Hanging out. Yeah, because like sometimes for me when I first started, like I would
I
just be around to like catch the vibe. Like I would just be like there observing to kind of like prepare myself. And I was like, okay, so what's going on here? You know. But then as I started doing it, just like start flowing. But I say I'll probably be like entertaining people. I've probably been entertaining people since I've been like in high school. Like I used to MC talent shows and shit like that.
Oh, nice.
So like I probably always, and that's why I would say my first love is like improv. Like I started off improv before I started doing stand up. So like writing is like, it's like I try to write every day. So it's just kind of like, or when I get like an idea, I try to just write it down and then like go back, clean up the joke and shit like that. But I probably say, yeah, like started writing two, maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But like being funny. Long time, you know. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, back when I started talking. But.
Yeah, I feel like I was, like, more of an observer until, like, I got into, like, my late teens, early 20s.
It's about being comfortable, for real.
Yeah, and I would always laugh at, like, what my jokes, like, before I said them. Like, I would, like,
said,
get to
guys.
The...
Got something for you.
Yeah, I would say, and I would be like, yeah, and then he,
no,
and I couldn't even say what...
No, that's
real.
That's how you know he was cooking.
Yeah,
he said, hold on.
Yeah, it was there.
When I first started writing, I only wrote down what I thought was funny. So I was like, boy, I'd be like, I'm about to kill him with this. And then I'd say it, and everybody'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, never mind. Just an internal thought. Just internal comments, guys. My bad.
Yeah. I think I first started writing, like actually writing jokes, like at the beginning of 2021. No, not late 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was like watching comedy podcasts, I was like, all right. But then I didn't know what to do. And then I heard about open mics. And then it took me like a couple months to muster up some courage.
I'm telling you, I used to be at Go Bananas all the time just eating the motherfucking cheese sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Having a little daiquiri. just chilling. And that's back when they used to have like the actual candle at the table. And I would just be sitting there at the
tiny table. They
had real candles. And I was like, this is before like the renovations.
Yeah.
And like, I would just be sitting there in there in the dark all by my lonesome. Sometimes they'd sit me with a random table of like three or four white people. And then they would like, I would be their child that night. And they'd be like, we're going to just cover this for you. We're going to cover this for you.
Every time?
No, like I say, it probably happened like two or three times. But that's out of like probably the 10 times.
Oh, man.
I was up there. Yeah, I used to be
300 batting average.
But I'm telling you, I used to just go up
to
there.
To the MLB with that.
Going up there and watch. And that's why I realized like stand up, because I start getting inspired. Like I'll hear people jokes and like I'll start thinking about completely other different like shit. And I'd be like, wow, I just fucking love comedy. Because then, I don't know, sometimes hearing people shit, and it, like, it just makes me excited. And then it, like, triggers just an unlocked memory in the back of my fucking brain. And I'm like, ooh, is that a little tiny joke just forming back there?
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I just like stand-up. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's funny how, like, jokes just, like, I worry sometimes. I'm like, God damn it, I'm never going to write another one.
No, I feel it.
And then, yeah, they just kind of come.
But it's like,
come to me when I'm driving as fast as possible on I-74 and I got to get my notes. Look up and type it. Dude, I'm so bad at texting and driving. I got to do like two letters, look up. Two letters, look up.
Not two letters, look up. Well, it's dangerous. Yeah. Dangerous guy right here. Off the level of the jokes.
I should have said that. I'm regretting it now.
No, it's all good, man.
So, do you think you're gonna... I think, like, I might do... Like, I was talking about it on my last episode. I don't really know where I'm gonna live at specifically next year, but I want to do comedy in Cincy for a while, I think. I think I kind of, like... Like, I don't know, just, like, starting here, and I feel like it's in the middle of everything. You know what I mean? Just, like, Louisville, Columbus, Dayton, Indy.
It's drivable.
Yeah. I signed up for Helium Indy on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll find out.
People love the Indiana, like, comedy scene.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, thriving for real, so...
I
always recommend traveling. Like, any time I've ever traveled to do comedy, like, I've loved it.
Yeah, so I loved going up to Columbus. It's kind of like,
I don't know, each time I travel, I try to do a new place. Like, I've done comedy in Boston, Minnesota, Kentucky. Didn't do any when I went to Atlanta. Should've. I want to do some up in Detroit. I've still been meaning to make that trip. Haven't done any in New York. Because I was a child when I was up there. But where else? L.A. I did some in L.A. when I was out there. And that was cool. I think I'd do it again. Where else? I want to do comedy in Las Vegas. I think that'd be fun. Yeah, there's like just a few. Like anywhere I go, I'll try to do something. For real. Because each crowd and vibe, different.
Yeah.
I will say... I don't think I've met the same crowd twice, but, like, I got my stuff I can always rely on. And I'm like, okay, most people like this. And then that's how I know if a joke is, like, really good. It's like, okay, I got the motherfuckers in Ohio to laugh, the motherfuckers in Kentucky to laugh at this, and the motherfuckers in Minnesota to laugh at this. I think I'm on something.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, because also, too, people know
it's you. It's kind of like here, the so ideology kinda, of a road comic.
You know, like.
Figuring it out and then putting the special or album out. Once they figure out what everybody likes.
Yeah, like, you really got to build up, like, a repertoire, like, of jokes. Like, I feel like that's what I'm in the process of doing. Like, I'm slowly, like, adding to my portfolio shit. And there's some shit I have that I know works, but I just haven't said it, like, enough for people to start to remember it. But also now, like, some people, when I have, like, shows, some people will come, like, and they're like, oh, yeah, I was hoping I'd see you tonight. And, like, they'll be like, yeah, I'm glad you had new jokes. And I'm like, let's fucking go. Like, I'm glad this motherfucker saw me. It was like, she's growing. Like, there's more shit I can laugh at. So, like, that's always nice to hear. So, like, I'm slowly, like, building up a little portfolio of goodness. You know, so
yeah.
I pit places. I'm not like, what should I say? You know, so I think I'm out of that place of, like, what should I say? Like, when the people do ask me to do shows, like, I feel like I'm not at the point where I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I about to say? Sometimes I fuck up and I'm like, let me say it differently. It's like, no, let me not say it differently at this book show. Let me say it how I need to say it so I know it works. You know, so sometimes I'm like, do I play or not play? You know, so
yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
And then you do a set at the Hub and you forget a punchline.
I'm telling you, then you just be sitting there like, Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, dude, I got to the end of a joke last Monday and I was like, just looked at everybody.
I'm telling you, I dissociated on the mic one time. I was just sitting up there like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah, sometimes I just be like, but I try to remain present, but sometimes I just be like, I be on like, well, I'm a part of this shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean though. When like other people notice it, it like, yeah, it feels so good. Not even like just like as like a performer, but just like motivation to keep writing.
No, for sure. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what is it? After just a couple of my jokes, I was like, I'm looking for another one. This got to be something better. Because like one of my inspirations is his name is like Hurricane. His name's Earthquake.
Is it Earthquake?
Yeah, Earthquake. Like, I fuck with him because, like, he has the comedy where, for me, he just be, like, punching. It's, like, just funny shit after funny shit after funny shit. Like, I want, like, belly, like, laughs. Like, I want to eventually, like, get there to where it's, like, back to back to back. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is fucking funny. You know, like, and I like that because I feel like there's a lot going on in the world and people should be able to, like, fucking die laughing for the next fucking 5, 6, you know. 10 minutes and shit, just getting fucking weak. So, you know, like, that's definitely, like, a goal of mine. That's what I'm saying. Building a portfolio. And also, too, like, just to, you know, it'll come.
Yeah, I know some people that, like, count laughs and stuff.
Really? No,
and
I can't do that.
And
I can't do that.
I've only, met a few people that do it like this. But, like, they'll count, like, big laughs, medium laughs and little laughs, but the way that like I'm thinking about it on stage is kind of like that. I want everybody to laugh as hard as possible. I want it to like get to that point. Yeah, I'm not really like worried about how like each little thing.
But I will say, I mean, I do look and see, okay, who not fucking with this? Because then that's when like I try to do either crowd work where I'm like, let me talk, let me see what you like. Because, you know, everybody like different shit, you know, and, like, it just depends. Like, I remember I tried to tell some jokes, some young stupid jokes to some old-ass Bob Evans-ass people. They was not fucking with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you live and you learn. You know, sometimes you look at a motherfucker and you be like, hold on.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to my podcast.
You
want a
podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your shirt?
Yeah, it's mine. Dude, can you toss it?
See you?
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey. Hi. Is that your breakthrough shirt?
It's Go Bananas. Sleeves unplugged. We're number one.
Number one in the field.
Number one in Ohio. I'm
telling you. You ever seen Taylor Day?
Yes, can you throw the bag away, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. Do you like Taco Bell?
No.
You don't like that Crunchwrap Supreme?
No.
Dang, that's my sustainability sometimes.
That's your lifeline?
Yeah, it's not a good choice.
See? You know it's not good for you, but you're still doing it.
Yeah, but then, like, some people will say, like, Chipotle will give you AIDS, too. And it's
but
like,
also,
what?
Are those the same people saying, like...
Yeah, it's like the same people that are saying that Taco Bell is bad for you. It's like it got DMT and MSG.
It sounds like the same type of people.
And then Madison Square Gardens inside of the...
Nah, Chick-fil-A way better.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A over Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there's like no way that Chipotle can be bad for you.
No,
people
be.
Like I don't know.
They got those little Hispanic.
There's like a report.
How's that bad?
You know what I mean though. Like if you get online and you look up like any kind of food, it's like oh, there's something.
The fiber is like on it.
Yeah, fruit. Too much fruit toast.
What was it? Too much fruit. Too much fruit toast. I fuck with it. Now that's the shit.
I love some fruit toast.
So where's the sugar?
Yeah. What shows you got coming up?
I got the.
I don't know why I asked that right now. But
I have shows all the time.
Well, I mean, I'll bring it up. I mean,
check out my
I'll bring it up again at the end. But do you have something coming up this week?
Yeah. I always got a little something. Every blue moon, so I got something.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Check out my Facebook, Gabby Larry, JBBY, LOWRY.
Oh, we're far from done.
I'm telling you. So
you don't have to.
No, you put your gotta plug it in there.
Yeah, just throw it in every 10 minutes.
Like, yeah. I try to post, you know, so they be on there. So whenever you drop this, the book, maybe there's a show. But yeah, I got one in.
Yeah.
I got one on the 19th of October.
Where's it at?
Commonwealth.
I love that place.
So that's gonna be my first time there. It should be fun.
Are you hosting?
No, I think it's like a. It's like the women's show, Women of
Central. Oh, yeah, so I'm nice. Doing that.
And then I think I got one December 23rd at the Comet. And I think maybe some Don't Tell shows.
Cool.
I have to see. But as they come.
Yeah. So. Yeah, dude. Commonwealth and Comet are both fun. I did Comet one time. Were you on that show?
I don't think so. With the
guys that played music?
No, okay. I was with June. Spencer and David Brocks.
Browerman.
No, Brocks.
Brooks?
Brooks, yeah.
Oh, from Indianapolis? Yeah. Oh, he's fucking hilarious. Oh, my God.
I got one of his air freshmen. It's hilarious.
I bet that was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
I bet that was a fun show.
Had some ghost pepper tequila.
I did a guest spot for Good Cop, Rad Cop, I think is what they were called.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, they were sitting in the back before the late show, and Wayne was about to pull the bucket, and he was like, they were both like, you know, I think everybody, like all the comics from Cincy, should do a spot for this. I was like, damn, that's super nice.
Not for real.
Yeah, it was really nice of them to do that, and like everybody did pretty well, and it was a great show.
Are they still doing it? Or is the name something different now?
Bombs Away?
Yeah, do they still have it?
Bombs Away Comedy?
No, like, the...
Good Cop, Bad Cop?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're, like, on a tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to be on a tour one day.
Gotta keep persevering.
Yeah, dude, I just gotta not let my car battery die either so I can drive to Columbus.
They say you gotta turn your car battery on all the time. Like, in order for it to, like, keep up and, like, still be used, which is, it was a very odd thing for me to hear at the Valvoline, but.
Yeah, I bought that car used in July, so.
You just gotta make sure everything.
Yeah, it probably just came with.
Yeah, you probably have to get a new battery. Because sometimes when it sits too long, it'll, you know. But no, you won't have to get a new one, especially if you got one.
I did get a new battery, like, 2 days ago.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, super, super cool, right?
Check your car, Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's coming.
Damn, those are expensive now. Yeah. Like, for newer cars.
See, that's why I can't.
It was like damn near $300.
We are going to be on our Chevrolet.
3-year warranty, though. Why don't I just tell everybody about my financial life?
Just clip it.
Yeah. I'm not asking you any more questions, Gabby.
No more?
Did you play any sports growing up? What?
I was in gymnastics. I was in basketball. I was co-captain in basketball. What else did I do? I did soccer as a kid.
Yeah.
But I kicked it into the wrong goal, and my dad was the coach.
So oh, man.
I wasn't playing soccer for too much longer after that.
Did you do it on purpose? Like,
no, because it was the parents. The parents of the other team was like, no, go, go. Like, and so I was listening to them, kicked it in the they go, and I was like, yeah. Which I don't know why them grown ass people was six.
Did you not recognize the goalie?
No. I was young, six. My dad's the coach. Am I really practicing? Like, come on.
You're just reacting.
I'm just, bro, I'm telling you, I had the ball and I was just crying, tears in my eyes. I remember it. I remember this. Tears in my eyes, just fucking, I kicked it. And like, then after that, I wiped my tears. The other team was cheering. And then my dad was just sitting there like, get the fuck out the game. So after that, wasn't in soccer. So yeah, then gymnastics after that. But yeah, I play sports.
Yeah.
You know, I weightlift a little now. Don't look like it, but I'm pretty strong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah. You're probably stronger than me, goddamn.
I'm pretty strong.
I'm not that strong. My legs are strong.
You're probably like one of them ants. You could probably pick up something.
I look like an ant.
Bruh, they say ants are very strong.
I got a thick thorax. Is that what it's called? The thorax?
That sounds nasty.
That sounds bad.
It's like the Lorax with nasty.
I'm gay. I have a thick thorax.
They They probably say that at the prostate exam, like mushing them two fingers in here.
Can't say that one at the club.
Oh, no.
Or at the prostate exam.
No.
Somebody has like...
It's like Brian and then like one other person.
Who has that joke about prostate exams? Is that Steven?
Yeah, I think it's Steven Bear.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, Doc, you're making me come. I forget who it is.
Who the fuck is that? Because what? No, it's somebody because Brian got one. And then it's somebody else because I know that. Is it Carter? Did he have a prostate joke where he was like, I put a little napkin right there? Or somebody said they had to do something in order to like fucking cover up the spoon.
Damn it.
It's somebody.
Shout out to the person who has the prostate joke.
Shout out to men with prostates.
Do you want to take a quick break before we do the last?
Oh, yeah.
Last segment? All right. Be right back. Yeah, I'm going to clean up upstairs. And
so is it starting back up? Are you recording? Yeah.
I'm a clean guy. Phone? I'm just reminding everybody how organized and clean I am. Yeah, we're back.
Is the camera recording? I thought you turned it off. You just did it?
Yeah, I did it earlier. I'll cut it.
Damn, like this is a lot of cutting.
There's a couple of cutting.
You're cutting. Cuttings. You're really fucking. Let's check this man's wrist because he's cutting.
Ouch.
Ah, that's okay. I walked into that one.
I'm going to go to Lee's show tonight.
Lee? Oh, he got a show?
At Commonwealth.
He doing two? Is it like what, 7:30 and 9:45 or something?
I don't know.
Okay. He said, I'm going to go.
I know it's at Commonwealth.
I'm sorry. Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I think Connor and Spencer are both on it.
Connor and Spencer. Oh, okay. That's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Connor Tweel and Spencer DeMolge.
Oh, man. I haven't seen Spencer in since the contest.
Yeah.
Spencer.
I should have. I forgot to ask you to come over last night.
It's okay.
Yeah. He was over here.
Oh, it's all good. I was with my friends are in town. I told you it was homecoming. Happy belated.
Yeah.
But my friend's in town, but you know, you love that eye candy.
Yeah.
So we could have came over.
Yeah, Spencer was over here. We made out for a little bit. That's what was going on. Yeah. And
so I know what side
like
of
every everybody at Govanan is just fucks me.
I know what side of the Israel-Palestine conflict you're on. Especially after you and Spencer got down.
I want peace for everybody.
Exactly.
I was just talking about this with Stephen and Mel.
We all want peace.
We're like, we want peace for everyone.
Freedom.
And it's a
quality of life for all.
Oh, man.
He's Italian, by the way.
Spencer is?
No, you are.
Oh, yeah.
I just
want to
let everybody know who's involved in this right now.
I am. What's funny is I'm only like 25% Sicilian. So
what?
My dad.
So you're lying.
Kinda. I mean, wow. I don't talk about it.
This is like the 1% rule. Is this like a paper bag test, but for Italians? Well, Sicilians?
I don't like talking about it that much.
Don't, let's not touch this.
No, not that. But, like...
Send them into a spiral.
I don't think I'm going to write, like, any fucking Italian jokes. I think that's...
You remember when you first started, you was Italian in a motherfucker. And then what's
I
that?
Would, like, yeah.
Then
I'd,
you
like,
taught everybody
to,
a slur
yeah.
on stage. And he was like, did he just say that?
Oh, yeah. Wop.
Yep.
Oh, he's like, talking about wet ass pussy
yeah.
and that. Excuse me.
That box.
I forget how that joke went. It wasn't a very good one. Scrapped.
Yeah,
it.
And then a black guy came behind you and was like, he said the word. And he was like, did he just fucking. And I was like, he's talking about the actual. Talking about coochie. And he was like, I don't like that. Then you disappeared into hi-fi. Just into the wall.
Man. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna talk about being Italian too much.
I know.
My dad's dad is...
Fucked a white woman. And they deluded you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how the Irish do it. That's how they get you.
Yeah, my dad's mom was like Scottish Irish, and My mom is like that.
So you're supposed to be wearing a kilt.
And I think she's German too. And Native American. Got some Native American in me too. So I'd rather be wearing I'd rather be wearing a headdress than a kilt.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Bring back the Washington Redskins.
I like potato skin.
That's all. How do you feel about the name change?
I don't, that's man's business.
I heard that a Native American tribe wants to change it back. They were, I guess, supposedly they're
we
down.
Need to worry about these aliens, these climate changes. People get caught up on so much dumb stuff.
There's a really funny, do you watch South Park?
Yeah.
Have you seen, there's a really funny episode where Cartman starts a business called the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the best South Park episodes ever.
The South Park is just unhinged. But yeah. I love it for that reason.
I definitely feel it. Yeah. I'm, like, so, like, interested to see... Because I think, like, I can be able to write jokes, like, based off references like that from, like, cartoons and shit. I also really like Adventure Time. I just can't, like, figure out... Like, those things are funny, but I can't figure out how to explain why they're funny. The critical thinking.
Maybe you don't need to. Those who understand just get it. So best left them.
Find that niche.
Don't even fucking touch it.
I feel like I'm just talking about stupid shit now.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how the fucking brain works.
Yeah.
It's fucking circular.
Mine's probably shaped like a triangle.
Just point it?
Because I got a pointy head.
You have been talking about headdresses.
Yeah.
I think you just want your head covered.
Oh my god.
Thoughts are escaping. I see these little words just fucking shooting out of there.
Have you been like to every state?
No, I'm trying to. Well, the ones I want to go to.
Yeah. Have you been to like California?
Yeah.
And Arizona?
I want to go to Arizona and be in a hot air balloon.
Oh, man.
I want to go to Colorado and try to snowboard.
I've never been out west. The furthest west I've been is St. Louis.
West is cool. I felt it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Different vibe for sure. Would I live there? Only if I had an opportunity. But, or for fun. Like, I want to do, like, I live somewhere different every year or two. Like, really nomadic. Like, just going with the flow type shit. So.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I want to experience everywhere because everywhere is different. But also, as I really do travel more, everywhere is the same. We all have different pockets. You got your rich parts, your poor parts. You got your different vibes. And, like, you know, but it's also, like, it's still different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel different each where I go. Like, I don't know. When I was in fucking in California, I just felt like I didn't have, a plan. Like, I was really going with the wind.
Yeah.
And that was cool. But I was, like, and then I was also out there for, like, 5-6 days just fucking floating around the fucking... LA, and it was fun. Like, I had fun, and I'd definitely do it again. But then, like, when I go to Detroit, I just feel, like, more, like, confident. Like, I just fucking love it there. Food's great. People are great. Like, I really like it up there. So it's kind of like, but then when I went to Atlanta, I was like, it's too hot. I don't like it. This traffic's terrible.
The humidity.
Once
you get to, like, the Southeast.
And that's why I would live in Arizona, because it's that dry heat, even though, like, this kind of crazy with this global little shit. I don't know if I'll be living here for long, but I want to visit everywhere. Like, even internationally, like, I want to go back to Toronto. Like, I've been there when I was, like, 17. I want to go back up there, dick around up there, because it was fun. Like, I felt like it was fun as fuck. So, like, I definitely want to make my rounds. And then I want to go to Croatia, because I was supposed to go in college as a study abroad, but then pandemic. So then, like, there's a few places I want to go. So I'm like, I got a list. I'm going to check them off. And I've been slowly checking them off for sure. I've been, like... 3 places this year already. I was like, I try to spend my New Year somewhere different. So like, I spent it this past year in Chicago, and then I went to Minnesota, and then I think I'm about to go up to Detroit here soon. So yeah. And
for this New Year's.
Maybe. I was just gonna go next week for my birthday, but see, well, in like 2 weeks, but I'm gonna go.
I keep pointing like this. I don't know why.
You want something on your fucking head. You want something you can reference. You just want something just to cover the
head. My cousin Charlie Malazzo always says, when he like says something, he goes like, you know what? That's downtown tomorrow afternoon.
I like this Charlie.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. He works at a wings restaurant called Wild Mike's. Have you been there?
Is it on the west side?
Yeah.
I need to go in there because I like the name.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because you ever seen motherfucking Backyardigans or what's that movie with the cows? Backyard Animals or something?
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, Wild
Mike. Back at
Mike,
the barnyard.
Wild Mike. Wild Mike. You remember that?
Back
it's
at
like
the barnyard.
Back
at the barnyard.
It might be called that. So yeah. It's fucking, I like that.
Yeah. There's a fat kid in that movie.
Yeah, that movie's just great. I like the animation.
Yeah, that's shit. And he's got like the red hair. What's his name?
I don't even know. This gotta Google it.
Clayton.
Talking about Clayton.
Kid with red hair and back at.
Are you right?
Snotty boy.
Hmm.
Snotty boy.
They are animals.
Wow.
Maybe they
didn't even cover. He didn't even get a first name.
No. He was pretty snotty.
I'm snotty. I'm a snotty guy.
He said, I'm pretty congested.
I'm a pretty snotty guy. Oh my gosh.
Especially after that night with Spencer. Splooge.
Yeah, you can't be making out with guys when it's for going from summer to fall.
Because you know his Hungarian, grandfather sucks lemons out of horses' asses.
He's got a lot of pollen in his mustache.
Exactly. Exactly.
He hasn't done that joke in a while. I want him to go back. Spencer, go back to the sucking, your grandpa sucking lemons out of horses' asses. Joke, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the least you could do at this trying time.
I wonder if he'll even get this far into the episode.
We just have to tag him.
Yeah.
Spencer, at 8:13.
I'm trying to, decide, how... Have you started a podcast? Have you done any podcast? Okay.
I do, short, small. I don't do too long.
How long?
People don't really like to listen for long. Am I?
Oh, you don't think so?
It might just be me.
Oh, come on.
But,
yeah.
Nah. Because I got, a 15-minute episode. Oh, names. And I like that. I think maybe what? 70 people watched it with that one. But then my other one got, I think, 1,000 or something.
Yeah.
My other, it's, 5 minutes or something.
Oh, got 1,000
views. Everybody watched that one.
Yeah.
Nobody watched the other one. But,
yeah,
but also, I think
point.
It was just what I was talking about. I was right when I did that first one. But that second one, I was like, let me be more intentional.
What did you post it on, the five-minute one?
Five-minute one? I was on everything.
And what did it get 1,000 views on? Which...
It was Anchor. They just told me.
Anchor, damn.
So I think,
that's nice.
So But I told myself, I said, I'll wait till I get another amount of views before I start it up again. But I think I just need to start it because I bought a mic.
Yeah. I think most I've ever gone on it, and Anchor is 70, 60 or 70.
I'm telling you, so it's just you gotta keep doing it.
Oops.
That's what it is.
Oops. We're getting there, folks. Soon we're going to reach the Philippines and make our way westward through the Far East and then Eastern Europe.
No, because there's a lot of men who watch my podcast. When I had it, which I was shocked by. Because my TikTok and stuff, it's mostly women. So it's interesting. Because it's why did these men listen to this whole thing? Also, was it Nigerian? I get a lot of people from there that watch it.
Really?
Nigeria and what's the other place? It's one other place.
I would love to do stand-up in Africa.
Oh, for sure. I think
in China. Oh, my gosh. China would be so much fun.
I'm going to be tripping in there. I'm going
to be on mushrooms.
Tell y'all mushrooms something. Because I said, I fucking did it. Man. We did it, Joe. We fucking did it.
Yeah. Israel would be cool if it was safe.
Yeah. We know how you present. We know how you present. Neutral.
I'll do stand up in a Palestine village on the outskirts. You know what I'm saying?
Blackballed.
I'm not gonna do that.
Clip it out.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we clip from this. I haven't done that yet. I was gonna ask you just about podcasting. I haven't made clips and shit. That. I've considered going to shorter form.
Yeah.
Done some that are 20, 30 minutes. Spencer's episode, part of it got cut out on the video. All of the audio is mostly an hour on Spotify. But that one got like better views on YouTube. You know, I think because it was like, a little bit shorter.
It just depends on your demographic that you're hitting towards. A lot of people listen to podcasts in the car, or sometimes at work. Like, but a lot of people are podcast people, but it just depends on what they own. Like, cause also I understand how I present and I understand like just my voice too, which I was like, but it's also like some people like what they like and they can't even explain it. So like, if you figure something was working that people like that, keep doing that. You know, but also it's about what you like too.
Yeah, so, I really like it. I really like doing long episodes and just like having a conversation. Because then I don't feel like there's like an like I'm not setting like an expectation for myself like as a host. Besides like, yeah, just like having a good hang with the guest. Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah, I want that to like be the most important thing.
Yeah, that's all that matters, man. Like, at the end of it, there's no right or wrong way to do something as long as you love it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I really, yeah, I gotta figure out how to, like, make clips, like, from the YouTube videos. What's tough is, like, right now, I have to, like, delete videos on my phone because I only have so much storage.
That's what I'm saying. So after like, that's why I get a new phone.
After I upload them, I might just, like, get flash drives or something and, like, clear a bunch of space out of my laptop, because, like, that's another issue.
And you might have,
like,
an SD,
I have so much, like, documents from college and shit.
I'll delete
just,
that
like,
shit.
On there.
If you don't need it, delete it. You don't need it. If you don't see yourself going back to school, get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
Or save it in the Google Drive, like, online.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of that shit. Like, it's
buy, like, 20 flash drives.
Bro, and if you need them, because also a lot can hold on the flash drives. Yeah. So, and also, if you do want to start storing footage like that, just get a camera. Like, Black Friday coming up, there's got to be a sale, Craigslist.
That's a good point.
What is it? There's this center I'm about to go up to in Cincinnati. It's called Micro Center. Discounted technology equipment. So, you can get it for the low. They got
It's
used stuff, good stuff. They make sure they were refurbishing shit.
Okay.
Just go up there and look and find something. I'm about to go up there and see if I can give you a little camera.
Damn, yeah, I need to.
Yeah, it's right up there. It's like
figure it
Sharonville
out,
or something, but it's still Cincinnati. It's like probably 25 minutes from here, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, worth it.
Yeah, once I get microphones for the video, then I feel like, yeah, that's another thing. It's just like kind of like the aesthetic of it. I think just like watching a YouTube video where like the sound's out loud coming from the camera, it's hard to focus on it and pay attention through like the entire thing. But the spot, like I was listening to the first like minute or two of my last episode, and like it sounds like good with that mic for now. This has definitely been a good investment. If you're like thinking about starting a podcast, we're just
let's do the Anchor ad right now.
To that. Yeah.
Do you do the Anchor ad?
No, I don't do the Anchor ad. Do you? How much do they pay you for it?
I don't know. I ain't checked. It's just going to be a couple pennies.
Yeah, probably. I should start doing that.
No, they have it on there. Like, you can record your voice, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, who am I?
My friend Tommy Devine has an ad for it at the beginning of his.
Yeah, I got mine right in the middle.
Shout out Tommy Devine. He's a friend of mine from high school, grade school.
High school sweethearts. Back home.
Yeah, my first gay crush.
We everybody knows Sam's gay, without question.
For some reason, it's been a joke the last 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's your legs and how they just get so hairless after the thighs.
Yeah, I think I need to trim my eyelashes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I do that. I have a really hairy face. Like, my my facial hair, like, kind of goes up to here.
You might be a Neanderthal.
Maybe, a little bit. But, yeah, sometimes...
Maybe a little bit.
Sometimes, like, my eyelashes start to flare out, so I just take some, like, clippers, and
okay.
A little bit. I told somebody that one time, like, you're insane. I'm like, dude, I don't want to look like a fucking girl.
Not even be insane if you keep your eyes open and just fucking... No, but men have beautiful eyelashes, so I think it just comes with the territory.
Let me see. It's so curly, though. They have that little flare.
And I earned 70 cents.
70 cents from Anchor?
70 cents, yeah.
You're on the way. I want to get, like, actual, like, sponsors. Like, local.
You can, like, search for that.
I want to, like, go to, like, local. businesses.
I
think, and
I wonder what people's pitches is, because it's possible.
Dude, I'll do it for so cheap.
Did you do suck them off?
Dude, I'll suck people's cocks to be my sponsor. I won't even want cash.
He said, you actually didn't have to sponsor me. I just wanted to meet you. I can see it. That's why that beard's just covered in cum all the time. It's kind of crazy, right? Yeah.
Beard covered in cum. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
He said,
Spencer
must have left a lasting impression on your mind.
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of crazy.
I didn't.
Sam DeMolke?
I didn't have sex with Spencer. I'm not going to marry Spencer or take his last name.
Yeah, because that's illegal. Gay marriage is bad.
The only thing I think about is hot chicks.
And dicks?
No. I watch porn way too much. And
you look at the dicks.
Yeah, and it's, I don't like after the fact, I don't like that.
Who's the problem, you or the person
it's
putting their penis inside of the
it's
vagina?
Me.
Exactly. Change your content.
It's me watching. No, I just like need to not watch it.
Yeah. You got an addiction? You sitting
here
with the blinds closed?
I probably have a porn addiction. I think most of
I know
men...
when you grab the mic, I always can tell there's a little indent in it. You just squeezing it like you do your penis.
Damn, that's fucking deep, man.
I already knew. I was like, this guy's fucking gripping his penis like this. He's desensitized. It's bad.
I'm done masturbating.
He lives in a house full of women.
I think
this is bad.
I think Gabby
chronic masturbator here.
I'm polite about it.
He's actually a God-fearing man. I want everybody to know this.
I do. I am a God-fearing man. I fear that God will punish me for my masturbating.
And that's probably why you're so hairy. Because they say if you masturbate too much, you get hair. And put Catholic at the end of that. That's what they believe. That's what they be saying.
There's no scientific basis for this.
But also there's a religious basis. They say if you masturbate too much, you get hair on your palms.
I don't have hair on my palms.
Not yet, but you're getting it on your face. It's coming. But this is what you do, people. You gotta research it.
It causes your hair to fall out.
Oh, damn. Probably losing your testosterone, busting it in socks.
My hair's not falling out, though.
Nah, it's pretty luscious. Nice full head of hair.
I think you need to give me more of a break.
Just play it with you. Make a change.
I know. I know. But I do need to be holier. Jeez.
But maybe it's after you bust, just say amen.
I don't know.
You just killed his children. That's just basically an abortion. Maybe
yeah,
you should say
it
something.
It is kind of like an abortion.
Trillions of people dead because you wanted to come a little bit.
Yeah. Well, then, or at least one.
No,
because, like when
think
you,
about it. Those are a lot of souls in that semen.
But when you
think about it, an abortion, one baby, one sperm made it. Okay, ejaculation, trillions dead, one alive, if possible.
True.
So your fact that you're not even putting it into a woman to fertilize an egg, just letting it all go willy nilly.
Yeah.
Murderer, serial killer. I'm sitting with a mass murder right now.
Absolute genocide.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Why are we making these conclusions on this podcast today?
I mean, we got 8 minutes.
8 minutes is just fucking like, Sam's killed a lot of people, and they could have cured cancer, Alzheimer's, but you wanted to just have a little moment of pleasure? Wow.
I want to apologize to everybody.
Thank you.
That listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been the most mature guy growing up.
Yeah.
You know, busted a lot of loads.
Exactly.
That,
too many.
Too many.
Mm-hmm.
And that it could have been for women. Women could have accepted that if they wanted it consensually.
Consent is key.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just wasted it. I put it into napkins. I put it into tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
I put it into Kleenexes. I put it into receipts sometimes if I.
Wow. I bet you love those CVS receipts, nice and long.
I don't think I did that jerking off, but I remember one time.
Let's not even.
Can
I tell, I don't you, even,
can I
don't
tell
even,
you a story?
Sure.
Please.
I love for the plot. Go ahead.
I just I thought of receipts because one time.
Mad kinky.
A lady.
Uh-huh. Damn. Oral. A bitch remind you of a receipt?
Oral sex.
Okay.
In my car.
Okay.
There was nothing. I didn't have any napkins, so
no,
I used a receipt.
Did you get a paper cut?
No.
Did she look at you differently?
I don't think she looked at me ever again after that. I don't think I talked to her again.
I can understand that. Because if I see you fucking wipe off with the McDonald's, fuck it.
Yeah, I think it was McDonald's. Damn.
Damn, you ain't even get the coupon code. Imagine you taking that to the McDonald's talking about fish fillet, please.
You're bringing all these stories out of me, Gabby.
This is hilarious. I love this.
Yeah,
I'm learning more
isn't
about
this
you.
Awesome?
Yeah,
podcasting is so
I'm
much
gonna
fun.
Keep a napkin away from you. That's what I fucking I don't trust you at Go Bananas.
I'm not gonna jack off anymore.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fucking twitching when I see you next time.
I'm done.
You might actually suck off Spencer.
You think not?
Yeah.
Masturbating's gonna turn me gay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. It's like a concentration camp just for you.
I can see how it could get to that point for some people, but yeah. I think I'm a strong.
Or just get one of them little chastity belts.
I think I'm strong.
Get a chastity belt and just flush the key.
Wow. Yeah. But then it's gonna look like I have a boner.
Or that or actually masturbate. What do you want?
The public boner is pretty embarrassing. It's one of the most embarrassing
Sam,
things.
Sam, tell us about a time.
A part about a man's life.
I'm glad I didn't have to go through this.
Yeah, it's
sounds like a rough life.
Yeah. Men and women struggle with different things, and I don't want to say that guys have it too tough. You know what I'm saying? I'm a feminist.
Not me.
You're not.
I'm an intersectional feminist.
What's that mean?
It means it's for all women. Yeah. That's another topic. You're a little bit.
That's for your podcast.
Yeah. You're not ready for that. They're not ready for that on here.
I would definitely love for you to come back, though.
For sure.
And do this again. Yeah. This was
only if you grow out a beard. Like a full one.
I trimmed it last week.
You gotta let it grow.
Hey. I have another roommate.
What's your name?
Casey. She's back.
Casey, nice to meet you, Gabby.
Nice to meet you.
Commonwealth, right?
Yeah.
What day?
October 19th.
And what's that? And then bombs away?
Then bombs away, what? December 23rd.
Okay.
And then probably some stuff in between.
Oh, damn, right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And then I hope they do that 30 lap, I think it's called like 30.
Like last jokes or something?
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'd be cool if they did that again. That was like one of the first.
Is that New Year's
like,
Eve?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it we'll is. See. Or like the 30th. Yeah, that was like one of the first shows that I went to. I wasn't on it. I just
hung out.
I got
that's a cool bar.
Got drunk. I got pretty drunk. Crazy. I'm a crazy guy.
Sam, don't piss me off.
All right. Yeah. Great discussion. Yeah, I can't wait to have you on again and yeah, just get to know you more, do more stand up with you. Yeah, you're great hang, great
all the time, man.
Great on you rip on stage. Yeah.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you rip on stage too.
Thank you. Hell yeah. It's always up, guys.